CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have David, better known as Skip Wright, in the booth, and he's the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Good afternoon, on this beautiful spring morning.
It
afternoon.
Is. So what do you have for us today?
Well, we're going to talk about the our next presenters, but before I get started, I start off on a little sad note that we lost one of our one of the founders of our bird club.
Okay.
Mr. Freeman Clary. He organized a lot of field trips for us and wrote many detailed reports, and he will be missed by the club.
Okay. Yeah, that's very sad.
Yeah, yeah. He was quite a birder. Way back, he started, he was one of the founders of the bird club over 40 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so it's one of the oldest clubs in Lenoxville.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a loss for sure.
But this coming Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we'll be having a presentation by Carolyn Duguette on the Appalachian Appalachian Corridor, and to be talking about wood turtles. Maybe a lot of you don't know what a Appalachian Corridor is. I'm sure that you've seen a lot of animals along our roadways, dead. In order to stop a lot of this carnage, a group of people in the United States started a program back in 2002, recognized that our roadways acted as a natural route for migration and going to wintering grounds and to their places to eat and that on the highway, which was separated by these roads. So the area for many animals, however, a lot of times they would have to cross the road. In order to stop them from getting killed, they started a movement to make pathways under the roads. Now, the Eastern Township Hard Route has a few. Over by Brompton Bog, they've put a pathway under the road for the frogs and turtles to cross over to the other side. And they saved a lot of animals, because at one time it was a massacre there. There was dead frogs and turtles on the road.
That's really neat.
There's over 3,000 miles of roads in the United States and Canada.
Wow.
Here under the surveillance of this group in southern Quebec, this is a chapter located in Eastman. See, I didn't know that either.
No.
And they have a lot of land donated. They have protected an area of over 12,000 hectares. And these are corridors going into the states. They've made deals with the states. And it's corridors for these animals to walk in safety. I could talk hours on this subject, but our speaker on Wednesday will be presenting what her group has been doing to protect the township's wood turtles. Now, this is an animal that I have not seen at all in the woods. I've spent a lot of hours in the woods, but this is one animal I have never seen is a wood turtle. I know we had the snapping turtle and the other ones, but never a wood turtle. They range, believe it or not, they range these wood turtles from Nova Scotia to southern Ontario. They inhabit a diverse range of areas depending on the season, and they are usually associated with meandering around streams with sandy or gravelly bottoms. The wood turtles spend a great deal of the time on land, usually within 300 meters from water. And they eat earthworms, and they get them by stomping on the ground.
Oh.
And the earthworms come up to the surface and they eat them.
Oh, it's interesting.
Their status is threatened, and like I said, I've never seen one in the woods. And I've been a great many hours in the woods. But it should be a very interesting presentation. And that's about it for the presentation.
Okay, so that's this Wednesday, April 25th, I believe,
that's
at
right.
7 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center.
Yeah, that's about it.
Just up over the fire station.
Yeah, and our last presenters was very interesting. Was on East Hereford, the Tillotson Foundation.
Okay.
Just two little fun facts that East Hereford, It's higher than Mount Orford.
That is interesting.
And they have that parcel of land is the largest donation of private land that was being given to the province of Quebec.
Okay.
And it's so large that they get carbon credits from the Quebec government, and then eventually through the Canadian government. It's quite a piece of property, and they have some great things that they're going to be doing there, walkways, and you can get to the summit now by road, but it's and it's not far. It's just outside of Quetta Creek.
Okay.
And if you need a map or something, you can go on our website, the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club website on Facebook, and they'll show you the map and other interesting things about it.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, and we've been getting a few springs here. The birds are coming back. I've had a few reports that they've been sent to me for what birds they've been seeing around Lennoxville. You know, Gary McCormick, he's starting to see wood ducks. They're starting to come back, and belted kingfishers and cedar waxwings. A special note are that the two eagles have been seen along the St. Francis in front of Bishop's, and peregrine falcon, that's interesting too, was saw last Saturday along the walking path by the river. And I got another report here from Susan Cole from East Hatley. Now, she's been very busy. She's been seeing a lot of birds over there, and it's quite interesting how the singing and the this time of year, they're mating, and they're starting. A lot of bluebirds are starting to come back to their bird nests, bird boxes. And then Sheila McLean and her husband Brian, they did a walk around Curry's Pond. Now I think I've mentioned it before, but Curry's Pond is the one that's located at Bishop's.
Yes.
Now, there's a place that should be more utilized by the people in Lennoxville.
It should be.
It's beautiful, nice parking. They've and Ducks Unlimited helped build it too.
Oh, nice.
And on the 21st, she's got quite a list of birds that she saw there. Right down to 9 snow geese. Now, there's something we haven't seen too much this spring around here. But a group went down by Quebec City, and there was thousands down there, thousands and thousands of snow geese. But I didn't see them go through this year this much. Mm-hmm. She saw 9 of them, but that should be a lot more than that around here. Mm-hmm. And up and on the back road up here by College Street, she's had a Cooper hawk up there, and yellow-bellied sapsuckers drilling on the trees. Now, there's something that I've seen a lot this year, more than ever. I don't know, it's because there's a lot more dead trees. But seeing the woodpeckers and how they're tearing these trees apart more than I've ever seen before.
Well, that's interesting too.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason would be. Warmer, maybe. The climate change with the bugs in the trees and a lot of woodpeckers up there too. And then I got another one from Jennifer that works at the Clarkson Sun.
Okay,
and she's been seeing the eagles too, and the birds are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And Gladys Beattie reported that, like they say, they're starting to go into the birdhouses. We just ordered a bunch of birdhouses from Girl Scouts, and they're making them. But I don't know if they have any left or not, but they're here in Lennoxville. But they're $15 each and really nice boxes to put up.
Okay, that's nice. And part of the money, I guess, goes back to the girls.
It's all volunteer wood. And they're putting them together this Wednesday evening, apparently.
And that's the Scouts or the Girl Guides?
Well, aren't they called Girl Scouts?
No, I think there's two different.
The Girl Guides. It's the Girl
part. Okay, the Girl Guides?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So next year we'll get more onto that. I just heard about it lately. So ordered a few of them, but there should be. They are nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it. We've been pretty busy.
Okay.
And we should have our first walk on May in the beginning of May at the St. Catherine March, the Cateville March. And I'll get back to you on that when we decide what date, the exact date and time. And we'll have a few walks this spring.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's nice. Good. That's very informative. Somebody doesn't want to walk and hear our experts on the birds and that. It should be very nice.
Okay, great.
So that's about it, I think.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Skip. And if somebody's interested to come out and hear the presentation, that's on Wednesday, April 25th, 7 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center. And if you're interested in joining, I think it's $25 a year.
That's right.
Okay.
And very informative.
Okay, well, thank you very much.